From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
What's up, podcasters? Welcome to another Beers with the Brewers. This is the Thursday, October 1st episode featuring another two Land Grant beers. I'm Mark Richards. Also on the podcast this week, we've got two brewers, Dan Schaefer.
Ahoy.
And Chris Helderman.
Hello.
And also on the podcast this week, Walter Keys.
Hey.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Nothing. Just sitting at home. Same thing as the last 8 months.
There it is. Terror Dome stuff. School stuff, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Terror Dome, I've got some drywallers banging upstairs. So if you hear some thunder, that's where it's coming from.
That's good to hear they're working on it, though.
Yes. Hopefully they're finishing on it, but we'll see.
Yeah, yeah. Well, topic of this week's show is Endless Patio Dry Hopped Pale Ale, and that is Resinous, West Coast, Fruit Punch, and Citrus Peel. I'd even say kind of easy peasy, too, if I had to give a fifth descriptor. And then Quadra Hopic IPA version 204, Grapefruit, Passion Fruit, Orchard Fruit, and Pine.
Yeah,
all of that.
Well, what's shaking at the beer garden this week, Walt?
Oh, all kinds of stuff, Mark. If you're listening on the day of release, Thursday the 1st, happy October. And we got live music tonight. We got live music every Thursday night, 6 to 9. Also have live music every Sunday, 3 to 6. But with the Browns playing Sunday, I think that might shift. But anyway, Saturday the 3rd, we've got Dink Social. They're going to be setting up pickleball courts in the turf area. Yeah, I don't really know what that means, but I bet it's going to be fun.
Have you ever played pickleball?
Pickleball's kind of like platform tennis, right? You play in the cold and the ball doesn't bounce as much, basically.
No, my in-laws play pickleball.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like platform tennis, which is like tennis shrunk down, but not to the scale of ping pong.
It's tiny tennis, and it's like a harder ball.
Yeah.
But I've never played it.
Anyway, maybe we should all go on Saturday and find out what the hell pickleball really is.
Yeah, right.
But if you want to find out, they're going to be down there noon to six. Some pop up courts. You can learn all about it and I guess play. So check that out. Later that day, Saturday night, Crew SC playing Dallas, 8:30 kickoff. We'll have that on the big screen. So come check that out. Cheer on the home team, Columbus Crew. And then come wake up and come back and do yoga at 10 a.m. with our friends from Moto Yoga. Check out their social for signups. Those things sell out, but they occasionally have some spots. So if you want to come down and do some yoga, check them out. Yoga out in the beer garden and stick around and have a beer. Browns play at 1 that day, so we'll have that game on. Of course, the, what are they, 2-1 now? First place Cleveland Browns or 1-1? I don't know. I don't follow the NFL very closely, but I think they won, so that's good. That'll keep them coming out to watch the games. Boy, Monday movie, Lord of the Rings. This is the third one, the final one, Return of the King. So you can see how it all ends, I guess. Come down and watch that. You can reserve a table at landgrant.app for you and your group. So I would recommend doing that ahead of time so you don't get shut out. Trivia Tuesdays. Every Tuesday night we got trivia hosted by our good friend Travis. I think it's like 6 to 8. So come check that out, play along, and yeah, this is your weekly reminder that the anniversary, the Land Grant 6th anniversary party is happening on 10/17, and of course, with the state of the world, there will also be some virtual options if you can't make it down to the actual event, but we'll have some in-person stuff, we'll have some virtual stuff, we'll have some fun beer releases, So keep your eyes peeled for all the details on that. And that is it for events.
Yeah. Well, everybody's drinking an Endless Patio, I'm assuming.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Speaking of, hey, yeah, this was 4% ABV. Nice and crushable. Calculated 47 IBUs, but meh, yeah. Probably not that high. Idaho 7, Comet, and CTZ hops. Comet's been showing up in a lot of stuff we've been doing lately. We go through phases with our hops, and we're in the Comet phase. With our classic two-row silo malts and a bit of Vienna. You probably get a little bit more of a malt pop out of this than you do with most of our IPAs, but when you have a lower ABV IPA, if you don't have a little bit more malt complexity, it just ends up tasting like hop water. So I personally like it a little bit maltier myself anyway. This is the brainchild of our brewer, Patrick, and I think he's very happy to finally get to do a big batch of this guy. It was this exact same as the pilot batch that we did a couple years ago of this. Did have to use our house Hornendahl Vike yeast. I don't notice too much of a difference between that and this. What do you guys think?
I like the little more balanced notes. I mean, kind of got a little biscuity character from that Vienna malt. That's nice. It kind of supports it a little bit since it is so light and quaffable. No, no, anything takes me back to a little bit more old school pale ale. I'm kind of cool with, and as an old school guy, I dig it a lot. Nothing wrong with the new school though, but it does have also some more tropical fruit leaning.
Yeah,
addition, you know, from the hops, Comet probably especially Heidi 7. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I very much like it. If you tasted the original, I believe we called it Rattlesnake. And then if you remember another beer we did, which was Double Rattlesnake, we needed a double IPA, and we did that. These hops, and let's say those hops didn't present as well in the double variety as they do in here. So this is very exciting to get back. And no, I think it's refreshing for the rest of our lineup, which has been, you know, very, very bright and citrusy pale ale-y. So I think it's a nice little change.
With more autumnal weather coming, it's kind of nice to have a little bit of malt in your beer.
Yeah, it's also nice with all the hazy pales we've been doing to have an IPA that has actual bitterness. Mm-hmm. You know, it's sort of counterintuitive, but bitterness does aid in drinkability in the sense that beer is an inherently sweet product, and hops can certainly add sweetness of their own. So it's nice to have some of that nice, not super bitter, but just kind of a clean, refreshing bitterness, cleanse your palate, keep coming back for more. It's really refreshing.
Agreed.
Yep.
How crushable is this?
Quarantine edition.
Six crusher.
Yeah, very freaky. Agreed. Sixer.
I mean,
yeah.
It's got Endless in the name. It's patio beer. It really has to be a six crusher.
It's only 4%.
Yeah.
I mean, you could still get into trouble with it, but not that much trouble.
Yeah, we're still not going to recommend driving or operating heavy machinery, but yeah.
We're not advocating for any sort of trouble you may get in.
No.
While drinking that beer. Yeah.
It's not quite as malt forward, but certainly reminds me of a lot of the sort of American hop forward pale ales that I had when I was doing my studies in Britain, the night down at the pub, and I you can put down quite a few of those. So, yeah, six it is.
There it is, unanimous. Well, moving on to another beer, I got to get one open.
Indeed.
Quadra Hopic version 204. Another hop showcase.
So, yeah, this is was designed more in keeping with, I suppose, the modern type IPA. 6.7% ABV, 36 IBUs, Simcoe Cascade, Calypso, and Chinook hops. And again, as with all of our quads, just our standard silo blend. So I always try to have some type of theme for all of these instead of just throwing stuff together that I think will be cool. So yeah, the inspiration for this was Scott Janisch's new IPA book. So if anyone remembers Quad 202, the theme was maximum hop oil. And the theme for this one was maximum thiols. So thiols are sulfur compounds that are in hops in very small quantities, but they have a very low flavor threshold. So a little bit goes a long way. So the thought behind this was there is a compound called 3MH that gets converted to 3MHA, which has sort of a passion fruit, grapefruit characteristic. But most of that 3MH is bound. So if you want to try to get that character in your beer, you want the hops that have that compound to be on the hot side so that the yeast will be able to work on them during active fermentation. So Cascade and Calypso both have very high amounts of bound 3MH. And you're hoping that the heat in the whirlpool and the active fermentation that our yeast will have the enzymes to sort of cleave that off and to release those compounds. And then Simcoe and Chinook both have large amounts of a compound called 4-MMP, which is probably the most tropical of the thiols. So the way that these hops were, the timing of them and how they were paired was to try to maximize those characteristics.
Interesting. It's definitely slamming on the nose. Like, it is really just full of aroma. Bursting.
It is probably as fruity of a quad as we've had, just straight fruit.
Yeah. Yeah. It is screaming to get out of the glass.
And everyone says, you know, brewing is an art and a science, and boom, you just heard a bunch of science on that.
Yeah, that's really interesting. It sounds like a great book.
It's dense, but it's really great because he goes through sort of scientific papers on all of this stuff and condensing it down into things that brewers can use in their own applications. But certainly thiols are not new. It's something that's been studied by the wine industry for years. It's just really only in the last 5 years that we've discovered that the same compounds are in hops.
There you go. Yeah, no, this is mighty refreshing. And I think you are right. I think this might be the most fruit-forward, I'll say, IPA we've come out with yet. It's good.
I've been enjoying it the past week or so. How crushable would you say
it? Oh, how crushable is it, Walt?
Yeah.
How crushable is it?
I'll probably go 4 just because of the ABV, but you probably go all the way on this one.
Yeah, you know, 4 hops, quadrohopic. I think it's a 4.
4 crusher, it all works in 4s.
Yeah, I think most of these quadrohopics usually come down about 4 for me.
Yeah, I'd go 4, but this could definitely be a sneaky 5. It's there's a very sort of glass of fruit juice quality about this. That could, if you're outside, this could sneak up on you in a hurry.
Yeah, this is the type of beer, it goes down easy enough you don't realize number 3 happened. You're like, huh, oh, I think I need another beer. And then next thing you know, you're on number 5. So yeah, I would say 4 or 5.
That's good. Yeah, I like the way you say
that.
When
you go back to the 6-pack and there's less of them there than you think there's going to be.
Exactly. You're like, did someone steal a beer? Oh, yeah. No. No, that was me.
You reconsider some things, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
cool.
4, yeah.
We have no question from a listener this week.
All right, this is going to be a lean episode.
Yeah, anybody got any questions?
We could tease some stuff.
Ooh, I like a teaser.
So the brewers spent some time bottling some beer last Friday, I believe. Yeah. So look
That's
forward
right,
to that. Yeah.
Not canning.
Bottling.
Yeah, so we got some nice bottles that'll be coming out this fall. Those will be hanging out for a bit, but keep your eyes peeled and your ears peeled to learn more about those. For those of you who enjoy the sour beers, we're trying out some new sour yeast. I don't know how much has been mentioned on the podcast, but we're trying out some new sour yeast, Sour Vizier, a lactic acid-producing Saccharomyces, so normal beer yeast. So if you see any of those on the experimental, check them out. We got one right now with orange and tangerine that is wildly sour, and it's great.
Oh, it's sour.
So if you really like sour stuff, that's good. And then we've got a cranberry cherry sour that's out. Look for more of these sours coming out as we dial things in and figure out what we like and what we don't.
Yeah, that cranberry cherry one is pretty refreshing, I thought.
Yeah, and it's not particularly sour either.
No. I mean, it's got a nice tartness.
They were even calling
it pale ale. Mm-hmm. Teaser. So that Spruce Dickinson, that's going to be a part of the anniversary mixer, isn't it?
Yes.
Cool. That is a teaser.
Yeah. We haven't really said much about this. We posted kind of like a teaser on social, and I guess if you wanted to look really close, you could probably get a couple clues for some of the beers. But Spruce Dickinson, what is it? It says sour with ginger and coriander and spruce tips. Obviously with the name, yeah. So that's gonna be fun. We got a lot more. We got five more in that six pack plus another like bonus release for that party. So
it's a lot of times we don't get to use the pilot system for just fun, but this was a lot of fun for the brewers, I think, and we got some pretty cool stuff coming out, so we'll keep teasing and telling you what those are as the time comes.
Was Spruce Dickinson the one that was thought up by the canning crew?
Yes, it is.
That
yeah.
is correct.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
So shout out to the packaging team at Land Grant for the idea behind Spruce Dickinson, the Spruce Tip Sour. So yeah, look forward to that.
Yeah, it's a great name. Dig it.
Cool, cool. What are we talking about next week?
Ooh, I think next week we will be covering Super Concentrate and the Fresh Hop beer that Chris and I took a road trip.
Yeah,
all the way up to northern Michigan to snag these hops and get them back just in time to throw into the beer. And that will be actually releasing today on the day of the release of this podcast. So a little insider tip on that. Get them fresh.
Yeah, get some real fresh hop IPA. I'm going to have to get out of this house and come down and pick some up.
It is delicious.
It's awesome.
Another hit episode, Walt.
Another hit episode in the can.
Well, good talking to you guys. And I'll be ready to enjoy a fresh hop beer with you later today.
Sounds great. I'll see you then. Or now.
Have a good one, fellas.
All right. Take care, guys.
Tip your bartenders extra.
By the way, my name is Bruce Dickinson.